Something in tonight's message, no doubt, stirred your heart. One of the things that struck me was that it doesn't say that we need to be transformers, but we need to be transformed. I thought of the apostles. Jesus gave them a great job to do, and he told them, don't go. Stay right here. You have to be prepared in order to work for me and really do my work, because it's my work. And in order for me to accomplish my purpose, you must be changed. Until you can truly be my witnesses, wait right here. Wait before me. Let me do the work in you. And let me fill you with my spirit. Then you will understand. Then you will love me aright. Then you will serve me effectively. But be transformed. Before we can offer a witness, a verbal witness, we must first be a witness. God has to work in us to change us so that our lives can truly tell for him. They can count for him. Now, I don't know what it was, but I'm sure there's something in this message that spoke to your heart. Maybe it was just that simple thought, do I really love Jesus? What do I love more? Whom do I love more? Would I be willing to part with anything and everything for him, for his sake? Do I love him first of all? Maybe it was just that simple thought. That's a deep searching thought, isn't it? It really is. And maybe the Lord is asking you tonight, whom do you love? What do you love more than me? Simon Peter, Jesus said, do you love me? Do you love me? You know I love you, O Lord. You know all things. But he was convicted and he was restored. He let Jesus speak to him. He let Jesus touch his heart. And it's right for us to take time when we hear a word like this and just hold ourselves and hold the things that we've heard before God and say, Lord, write this in my heart. Lord, help me to love you more. Lord, fill me with your spirit. Don't let my coming to camp this summer be in vain. I came here to serve you. And Lord, I want what you want. I want what you brought me here for. Take my life. I am convicted tonight by this message on presenting myself in totality to you, my body, a living sacrifice. Lord, you want more of me. You want to purify and cleanse me more deeply, that I might be more holy still, more separated unto you, more entirely given to you, more in love with Jesus. Fill me, Lord, with your spirit. So we don't want to go anywhere without dealing with God and thinking about what he has wanted to say to us tonight. Let's stand. Let's stand before him. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, you see our hearts, and here we are standing in your presence. Nothing escapes your notice. Everything is open before your eyes. We read they are eyes as a flame of fire. And you look within us where no one can see. No one can see what you can see. And you see our hearts, and you're able for every one of us and all of our need, Lord. And you're able to change us and make us all that you want us to be. And tonight, we want to say yes to you. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Yes, I will follow you. I will trust you. I will obey. Oh, Lord, make me all obedience and help me to fully surrender to you. Do you find that in your heart tonight? Why don't we come out here and stand in the middle? If the Lord has spoken to you and you want to respond to him, maybe touch him in a new way and have him touch you, why don't you just stand here? Come out from your places and just stand before the Lord. And we're going to trust him to do something special for us in our hearts tonight. And if he's been speaking to you, any one of you, young or old or in between, just come and let's stand before him tonight. And let's say, yes, all for Jesus. Maybe it wasn't all for Jesus, but tonight I want it to be all for Jesus. Oh, Lord, you meet us right where we are, and you take us, and you make us what you want us to be. Take me as I am. Make me what I ought to be in spirit and soul and body, no matter what the cost. And as Matt said, maybe you've come before, but here the Lord speaks to us again, claiming more of our hearts, claiming a greater part of us, all of us. He wants your love, your heart's attention and affection and adoration for himself. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, what wonder. How amazing. Jesus, glorious King of Kings, you call us unto yourself, Lord. And oh, what a wonderful thing it is that our God and Savior looks upon us and sees us and wants us for himself. And Lord, we want what you want. We want to give ourselves wholly to you. So we stand before you, oh Lord. Let it be a heart response tonight. It doesn't have to be a lot of words, but a heart response. Touch our hearts tonight. Touch each one of these who has come out and is standing before you tonight. Touch our hearts, Lord. I believe that you do something great and marvelous and mighty and deep and eternal in our hearts tonight, Lord. We're looking to you and opening them to you and trusting you to meet us in our need and to meet us according to your great desire over us, according to your power to transform us. Hallelujah. Let us be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Help us to get into your word more, Lord, to count that a true treasure, Lord. Oh, Jesus, sorry that we've neglected it so much. Oh, God, help us to love you and to cherish your word and respond to your call. Oh, Jesus, here we are before you tonight, and we believe that you see our need and that you meet our need. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, you are a mighty Savior. You're able for me, Lord. You can take me right where I am and bring me closer to you and on after yourself that I might follow you all the way. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord Jesus, I respond to you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord drops a prayer into my heart. I'd like to ask you to pray it after me, but only if you are sincere and can really say it as unto the Lord. Really pray it as unto Him. These are the words of a song, a prayer that we often sing here. And repeat after me as you can. Lord, take thou my heart.
Lord, take thou my heart.
I would be thine alone.
I would be thine alone.
Take thou my heart.
Take thou my heart.
And make it all thine own.
And make it all thine own.
Purge me from sin.
Purge me from sin.
O Lord, I now implore.
O Lord, I now implore.
Wash me.
Wash me.
And keep me.
And keep me.
Thine forevermore.
Thine forevermore.
For Jesus' sake.
For Jesus' sake.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take thou my heart. I would be thine alone. Take thou my heart and make it all thine own. Purge me from sin, O Lord, I now implore. Wash me. We should take that up just a little higher. And if we sing it once more, maybe the Lord will put that prayer in your heart and you'll just pray it to Him and trust Him to answer that in your life. And I believe that He hears us and that He knows our heart's cry and He responds to us tonight.
Take it on my heart.
Work in our hearts tonight. Oh, Jesus, wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. before we go tonight, I'm just wanting to share a memory with you. I remember a night like this many, many years ago when I was a young staffer, probably 15 or 16, maybe 17. And the Lord spoke to us like this. And people came and responded as you did. And the Lord touched our hearts. And I believe we meant it as I believe you did. And as we were just standing and waiting before God, Brother Gordon Gardner, many of you didn't know him, why he's gone to be with the Lord already, wow, 25 years now. So some of you couldn't have known him. But he was praying with us. And then he said something that was very unusual. And it's often come back to me. I've probably mentioned it before. I know I have in our church. Very unusual. Maybe because it was so unusual, I remembered it. And he was praying, and he was maybe just worshiping the Lord, praying for different ones, and he said, "There's consecration in the air tonight." It was so strange to me to put it that way. There's consecration in the air tonight. I often thought of it. I thought of it again tonight as we were standing here. There's consecration in the air tonight. That means to me, don't miss it. Please don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. When God calls you. That's the way I interpret what Brother Gardner said. He was just giving it an added effort for the ones that were maybe still on the fence and hadn't truly responded. And it's certainly true tonight. Oh, how wonderful that Jesus calls us. Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our life's wild, restless sea. Day by day, his sweet voice sounded, saying, "Christian, follow me." Jesus calls us from the worship of this vain world's golden store, from each idol that would keep us, saying, "Christian, love me more." In our joys and in our pleasures, days of toil and hours of ease, still he calls. Still he calls us, saying, "Christian, love me more than these." Jesus calls us. By thy mercies, Savior, may we hear thy call. Give our hearts to thy obedience. Serve and love thee best of all. O God, O God, and work in everyone in this camp tonight and in these coming days. And let us be all for Jesus. Amen.